In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be registered. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him tightly in cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. This babe, whose name had all authority and majesty, was born in the lowliest of places. He was the very Word who spoke the galaxies into existence and created all things. He was holding all things together, even while Mary was tenderly holding him. He was the Savior who would later promise to prepare a place in heaven for all who would believe in him.
And yet, on the night of his birth, there was no room for him. Can you sense the divine irony of this moment? Most everyone in Bethlehem missed the wondrous miracle that took place in that humble stable. While their physical bodies were so close, their hearts were so far. Today, we're not all that different from those in Bethlehem that night. Christ is here, right here in our midst, and he is looking for a place, a heart that he might love and fill with new life once again.
Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly